Hello, everyone. Welcome to week number 7 of 10 Minutes, 12 Weeks to a New View of Life. I'm Kathy Kirk, founder of Applied Spirituality, and I'm really glad you're here and that once again you've chosen you. Reminders, this is a religion-neutral zone, so that means all religions or none are welcome here. You need a notebook to be taking notes. You need a notebook to be doing the homework assignments and communicating with yourself. Everything you hear here, printed or heard, is proprietary information and copyrighted. Nothing may be reproduced without expressed written consent. And you can send questions to coach@appliedspirituality.com, and I will answer you personally. Okay, let's get started with the third week of our focus, You Are Enough. It's a big step to finally get to the place where you recognize that you are the common denominator of all the experiences in your life. Like Jon Kabat-Zinn says, wherever you go, there you are. The moment of recognition that you are likely the single factor that keeps creating the same scenarios over and over again is a big one. I recall the moment I realized that I was not the victim in my life, but just a willing participant. It was in the wee hours of the morning, and I'd been in my faithful rocking chair most of the night, leaning into this horrible feeling inside myself, when at about 4 in the morning this revelation sunk into me like ink into a blotter. I was so ill at the thought I threw up. It was a stunning moment that changed the course of my life forever. I was no victim. I had been willingly dancing a sick tango with anyone who would match me. I'd adopted some way of being in the world that I carried into each and every interaction. Of course, at the time, I was sick with dread as well because I didn't have a clue what needed to change or any idea of how to go about it. As the old map makers would have said, beyond here there was no map. It was a blank, a void, a yawning abyss. However, I did have an underlying belief that somehow I would know the way or be shown the way. And so it was, and so it is. And I promise you, it is the same with you. The universe is responding to your requests the same as it responds to the requests of every other living thing. You're an inherent and integral part of this natural world. You're hardwired into source energy and all the way it works. You are a complete God kit, and you are not alone. You are not abandoned, and you are not without resources. Tonight is week number 3 of our focus on You Are Enough. For those who are new, in a nutshell, the fundamental underlying belief that we are not good enough is the belief that we are raising up into alignment with God. Most, if not all of our work here is about aligning our human mind with our God mind, which is anchored in well-being all the time. Your God mind knows who you really are and holds steady, beckoning you to follow it by how it feels, which is always good. The human mind that is not in alignment is the part we're dealing with. Poor thing got filled up with a bunch of nonsense when we were little, but we're not little anymore. We're able to recognize that the junk that sits between our ears has been creating our reality by default for years and years and years. But the jig's up. The human mind is not who you are. It's a processor. It's a data collector. It stores facts and figures and interprets vibrations in terms of sight, hearing, taste, touch, smell, and sound. It executes, or it's supposed to execute, navigational instructions on Earth in the body from our God mind. But here's what's happened. The tail has come to wag the dog. By the way, dog is just code for God, you know. We spelled it backwards so you could have some fun with that one. Now listen, non-physical source energy is all about fun, joy, and adventure. We're playing whether you have joined us or not. The object is for you to join in. To do that, you've got to learn to follow your internal guidance system. This nifty system is installed with each unit on Earth. It's built in. No batteries are required, and it's really, really simple to operate. If the thought feels good, it's God, so go for it. If it feels bad, it's human mind, so you stop. Pretty slick, right? Well, it is a foolproof system. However, it was hard to predict that humans would devise beliefs that said, if it feels good, I don't deserve it. Or if it's not hard and painful, then it must not be worth it. Or if it's easy, that's not the way to go. So how weird is that? But this is the junk, misperceptions, and false beliefs that are deflecting source energy as it flows through your human mind. Imagine a clear pane of glass. That's you when you were born. Source energy just flooding through you. This is why babies are so irresistible, and puppies and kittens. They are clear transparencies for God energy. Now, as you grow older, the other humanoids sort of martinize you. They socialize you, and they get you up to speed with just how it is on Earth. Well, God love them, they just told you what they were told, and they imparted to you all that was imparted to them, and so it went. With each piece of misinformation splattered on the glass, like you're not enough, it has to be hard, you don't get something for nothing, you don't deserve, you're sinful, you're poor, you're fat, you're this, you're that, well, the window gets dirtier and dirtier, and the light shining through it gets dimmer and dimmer. And by middle age, we've got some pretty obscured glass. But this is just the junk that's in your human mind, between your ears, which has been creating all the stuff you just don't want in your life. The good news is that you never were any of the stuff between your ears. Never. You never were your body, never. You were always just source energy in this physical container. And the remedy is pretty simple. We just start cleaning out the subconscious basement, where over time people have just dropped off their stuff and you let them. And this is why we're doing the exercises we're doing. We're choosing to focus on a better feeling thought, the ones that our Godship is knowing and believing all along. And those feel better. Those feel good, which is now getting our human mind into alignment with our God mind. This is why we make lists of the things that we adore about ourselves, because our inner being is thinking exactly those thoughts about us all the time. Again, we're changing our human mind. We're getting it up to speed with our God mind, which is truth, beauty, wisdom, fun, joy, and freedom. This is who we have always been, and this is who we always will be. So this is Halloween week, which is a pretty perfect time to be who you really are. I think this is why grown-ups love Halloween, or Mardi Gras for that matter. They get to play with their true self. They get to dress up just like who they really want to be. So the assignment this week is to pick your costume very carefully. You can be anything in physical format that represents your true self, essentially freedom and joy. Choose your costume to move your human mind into alignment with your God self, your true self. For example, you want more freedom in your life? Well, then why not dress up like an astronaut? Want to feel more empowered? Pick a superhero. Want to feel more, what, rich? Go as Donald Trump or Warren Buffett. But here's the real assignment. You have to get into the character. You have to imagine what it feels like to be that. What thoughts would you think if you really were that? What plans would you be making if you really were that? What friends would you be hanging out with? What kinds of conversations would you be having? Get the costume, get into character, become that which you imagine, and now think those new thoughts, feelings, and that's what the big you is going to be matching you with. This is fun, you know why? Because it is in perfect alignment with your Godship, and it's really happy, and they hope you finally come to the party. Cut loose your imagination. Spend real minutes. Spend real time being in the feeling state of where you want to be. And this is how we create on Earth, flowing source energy through us and directing it towards what we want. Presto. It's all a matter of practice. We create vibrationally. We are beings. We have to work really hard to create by doing, because we aren't doings. Try it. Prove it to yourself. Use your imagination and really feel yourself into where you want to be. The truth of the matter is that we've been doing it all backwards. You are more than enough, folks. You, me, we are God having an adventure in myriad forms here on earth. You never were the ideas of human mind. Time to awaken from the dream and have a great adventure. So your homework, keep doing the list. The first 6 items, you're making lists, you're vowing to keep your promise to yourself, you're setting your new intentions to think that you are enough, that you're plenty, and that you're worthy, and you're posting those 2 things on billboards everywhere you can look. And throughout your day, you're going to catch yourself every time you disrespect yourself. And you're going to make list upon list of all the ways that you're unique and wonderful and what you appreciate about you. And you're going to take those lists into your bathroom breathing breaks and reconnect and start feeling that truth of yourself, reaching for the fullness of who you are. And 7, which we assigned last week, is you may not speak anything negative into words. You can work something out in your diary with your coach. And 8, this week, create your Halloween costume with the awareness that you're dressing to reflect your true self. Get into character and be that. Freedom and joy. I invite you to come to our Sunday evening coaching group. You can sign up at appliedspirituality.com/coaching. And you can direct your questions and comments to coach@appliedspirituality.com. And I'm reminded by my non-physical friends to tell you, you have nothing to fear and you have nothing to worry about. You are loved beyond measure. Thanks for being here. And until next week, this is Kathy Kirk wishing you that you allow yourself to have all your good.
Thank you, Kathy. Awesome as always.
You're welcome.
Becky, you ready?